The House is out of session until Sunday, and there is no word on just what it will vote on yet. The lower chamber has not produced its own relief bill. Without the time to craft one, it could just pick up the Senate's $60 billion version. Senator Mark Begich does not expect that to happen.
The House doesn't want to make sure that there's disaster money relief for folks not only in New York and New Jersey, which have huge needs right now in the middle of their winter, and in our state and others who have disasters. That's a choice they're going to make over there. I think it would be a big mistake.
A big mistake that would force both the House and Senate to start over when the new Congress convenes January 3rd. Earlier in the day, the Senate rejected an amendment from Republican Tom Coburn. It would have stripped any fishery disaster money that wasn't within 50 miles of Hurricane Sandy. Another failed amendment won the support of Senator Lisa Murkowski. That would have pared the overall bill back, including stripping out the fishery money. Still, she voted to pass the final bill with $150 million of fishery aid for the country.
So what, you're going to put one disaster ahead of all other disasters, drought, fire, fish disasters, as we've seen in Alaska?
Senator Murkowski says she has no idea what the Republican-controlled House will do when it returns.
They're gone to the winds, as far as I can tell. Nobody around here.
Neither the Senate nor the House is in session Saturday. Both are in Sunday, with last-minute fiscal cliff negotiations expected to take center stage. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.